The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I figured since it's, what does JP say, high noon? I figured I'd pull my JP impression and let the music play a little bit. We like that, Landfill? A little bit of JP?
Now, you're already talking.
I mean, you needed to wait about another 45 seconds. Like, what are we talking about?
It's high noon in the District of Columbia. Toby Altizer in for JP Finley today alongside Brian Mitchell, B-Mitch, and Finley on the fan. Wanted to open up the phone lines, 800-636-1067. You want to hop in. What is your favorite Jaden game of the year? When you think back to maybe Cincinnati, when you're looking at what happened this past Sunday at Northwest Stadium, what's been your favorite Jaden game of the year? For me, B-Mitch, it is this Sunday, because this Sunday showed me that this dude can put the team on his back. Uh-huh. And other times he's had some help. He hadn't had help this past Sunday. He didn't have help whatsoever in the run game, in the pass game. You know, the guy showed out in certain spots. Like, you've talked about OZ playing well, Jamison Crowder playing well, Terry doing his thing. But, I mean, outside of Terry McLaurin, how many of those dudes are getting real playing time on other football teams, and they're able to go out there and make some plays? But Jaden is a big part of that as well. Yeah. He was the running game. He was the passing game. This team scored 36 points despite having five turnovers. Yes, he had the two picks. But to me, this was his best performance, because this is a real team that you're playing up against, a really good football team, a really good defense, and he had no help, and he goes out and wins it for you.
Well, I'm going to go earlier this year, because at that point, we didn't know how good he can be.
Yeah.
When he played against the Bengals and the positions that he put those balls in, the one he threw to Terry when he was being hit, you know, the things he did in that game at Monday night against the Bengals, I think that game right there, it's hard for me to get past that, because at that point, didn't know what he was truly capable of. And now we know, but I go back to that one.
I remember with that game, B-Mitch, I've talked about how when you look at what they put on his plate, every single play has some sort of option on it. So he's not like your regular quarterback, where if they have 25 run plays in a game, those 25 plays, you make sure they're in the right look, and then you get the play off, right?
Yeah.
You snap it, hand it off. That's not the way with him, right?
Yeah.
Every single one is a read, or it's a potential pass. You go back and watch the second half of that game, I don't think there's but maybe one decision out of every play in that second half where you're like, maybe I would have done it differently. And I think the only one that's different is, I think he threw it to Terry when there was a guy open underneath. He was darn near perfect that second half. If you go back and look at the stats of that one, 21 to 23, 254 through the air, two touchdowns, 39 on the ground, one touchdown.
That's a 90% game?
Yeah, and by the way, we talk about having no run game Sunday. Brian Robinson, 16 to 33 on that one. Austin Eckler, 3 for 35. And McNichols had one carry for a yard. So it's not like they had much of a run game there either. And the Bengals, they didn't punt. They scored every possession darn near.
I think that game is the game where my friend Gil, well, still lives in Louisiana, and he said, man, he said, I watch this dude play every week, bro. He said he's good, and he gets better and better. I think that game made me realize that, like, you know, sometimes my friend can exaggerate. So I didn't know if he was telling 100% truth or not. And that game made me realize that, okay, I'm going to pay a little closer attention, because Gil may be on to something. And that, I'm like, listen, okay, he's good. But you had people, after he went through like a four-game streak where he was doing great things, Then he had like a little hiccup, and people go, "Oh man, is he really the guy?" I knew.
Yeah.
Against the Bengals, he's a damn guy. Well, you know, you just gotta stay healthy. But I knew against the Bengals, he's a guy. After that game was over,
what's the scout saying? If you've done it once, you can do it again.
Bam.
What you saw in Cincinnati, he can do that again. He's done it multiple times, it feels like. Maybe not to that extent,
yeah.
But he's able to show you week in, week out that he is a special quarterback for this football
True
team.
True that. 800-636-1067.
You want to hop in on the MGM National Harbor listener line. Let's get out to Rudy in Montgomery Village. Rudy, what's going on?
What's up, Rudy?
Hey, what's up, guys? Merry Christmas, B-Mitch, Toby.
Hey, brother.
I just want to say, man, that, you know, the Cincy game was something special, man. The Cincy game, I remember calling one of my best friends. You know, he's out on the West Coast, and, you know, we watched a lot of bad football in that game. I remember calling him, and I told him, man, I was like, yo, Jaden's something special, dude. We're going to watch special football. We're finally going to watch some special football, man. Thank you, guys.
All right, bro. Appreciate it.
Well, and he brings up a good point there, that it's a primetime game. The first two games of the year, not everybody got to watch him against Tampa.
Yeah.
Not everyone got to watch, you know, the second game of the year, they moved the football, but it was 7 field goals. They didn't get the ball in the end zone.
Yeah, the Giants game.
So they hadn't really gotten a chance to get off the ground. Not everyone had gotten a chance to see him. His first primetime experience, and he does that.
Yeah. Listen, man.
Put him on the scene.
And it was more than one pass in that game where you go, did you see that pass?
Yeah.
Because I think it was the one. Was it Terry? But they were running, and he threw the ball kind of behind them instead of out in front where the defender was. I'm like, damn, it's not a rookie pass right there.
No.
You know what I mean? So he woke me up there. And listen, after that game, the Bengals fans were like, y'all got y'all something special there. Like I said, I got about 10 free drinks that night. So while they were telling me about our quarterback, I was happy.
Commandante Tequila, what's going on, Commandante?
Hey, pretty good, you guys. Oh, man. My thing was this. I seen him play back then in college and everything, but now, the last game, 5 touchdowns, of a rookie, you know?
Yeah.
And then one of my friends told me, what do you mean? He had 5. So we had to look it up real quick. In the franchise history, there's never been an NFL rookie that did 5 touchdowns. That's crazy, you know? And especially using all those minutes and everything. Oh, my God. This Sunday, it's going to be wild. Use this next 2 games, it's going to be... I don't know what word that we can use because...
No, just tell the truth. You forgot what word you were going to use. That's what you did, didn't you?
Appreciate it, Commandante.
What time you got up, start drinking, man? You forget words.
Appreciate it, Commandante.
Yeah, he tried to act like he didn't know the word. He forgot the damn word.
Hey, man, it's Christmas Eve. He's enjoying himself. You can't have a name like Commander
Christmas
Tequila and not
Christmas
be enjoying yourself,
some
right?
Commander, I guess.
Yeah, and you know that you go back to Sunday's game, 5 touchdown passes.
Yeah.
I thought it was kind of cool. Last time that happened, 1991, legend of the game on Sunday, Mark Rippon. He was the last one to do it.
Wow.
Last one to do it.
Wow.
So that's pretty cool for the last Washington quarterback to do that. He's there in attendance.
A lot of things with that 91 team. I tell you, bro. Ooh, that was a good team.
Good.
I hear that was a good team, yeah.
Let's get out to Kurt in Ashburn. Kurt, what's going on?
What up, Kurt?
Happy holidays, folks.
Same to you, brother.
You too, man.
Hey, real quick, Toby, are you from this area? And if so, are you related to Gene Altizer?
Not that I know of. Not that I know of. But I am from the area, yes.
He was a race car driver. Anyway.
Kurt, I'm going to throw you back on hold real quick.
Throw him on hold. That thing went underwater real quick.
Yeah, let's get out to Jason in Silver Spring. Jason, what's going on?
What's up? Happy holidays, fellas.
Same to you, Jason.
What's going on? 91 was definitely a great year. I graduated high school. The Humpty Dance was in full effect. It was a great. That was my favorite year, I think. Absolutely. Yeah, reminiscing. It's all good. My favorite, the Bengals game.
Yeah.
You really saw that, the beginning of the Eye of the Tiger. It's like, my daughter gave me a weird reference about Jaden Daniels. She goes, it's like one of the Star Wars movies. You saw Darth Vader as a young kid starting to get that gleam of evilness, of wildness. he's it's a bad analogy. I'm hungover. Sorry about that, guys. you know, whatever. It's all good. It's hey, but Green Bay is a force to be reckoned with. Those guys will look legit.
Absolutely. Jason, appreciate the phone call. Merry Christmas.
Have a good night.
Yeah, so I think he's right, though. When you think back to that Cincinnati game, even though it's week three, that was the first glimpse where, like you're saying, you saw some traits. Like during training camp when we're out there, we're like, okay, he's got some stuff. You saw it early on. You're like, okay, he can move. It felt like in the second half of the Giants game in week two, you're like, okay, he's starting to get there. Week three, it's like, oh, no, we've got the dude.
Because it was Monday night, right?
Monday night.
And everybody was like, well, he's going against Joe Burrow. How he's going to handle being thrust into that limelight. Didn't bother him at all.
No. He played better.
Yeah.
It's wild.
And you watch him now in big moments, he seemed to be able to handle those too.
Let's try this again. Kurt's in Ashburn. Kurt, what's going on?
Thanks for trying again. I think that the last game was his best performance because five touchdown passes are remarkable. And finally, it's against a winning team, although I never put much credence in that. But he did it against one of the top teams in the league, and that's why it's his best. Thanks a lot for coming back to me, guys.
Absolutely, Kurt. Have a good Christmas. Yeah, I think, you know, five touchdowns against an Eagles defense. And I think, too, and this is why, you know, when you go back to that first Eagles game I talked about afterwards, it felt like he was either confused or he wasn't seeing things, he wasn't trusting things. And I was excited to see him the second time against the same defense.
Well, he wasn't trusting things. I mean, people want to forget. The offensive line was in shambles that day.
They were horrible.
They had three guys that had three injuries each. the other two guys were banged up as well. And I know it sounds like an excuse, but it's facts. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So that game right there, and if you don't have protection, listen, quarterback don't have protection, Pat Mahomes, Joe Montana, we can go all the way back, Dan Marino, John Elway, they don't have protection, they don't play well.
Let's get out to Jupe. Jupe, what's going on?
What's happening, fellas?
What's up, bro?
Hey, my favorite, I would say my best MC Daniels game would be the Bears, but not because of the Hail Mary, but because of that one play where he's scrambling, he's looking downfield, he got a defender on his back that he dives at his feet, and he just hops right out of it with Bobby.
Yeah, I remember that one.
it's like he got eyes in the back of his head, and he's done that in a couple of these games now. So that's my best moment for
Hemingway
Daniels,
fellas. I appreciate it, Jupe. Yeah, I mean, he did that this past week where he's got a great feel of that. And by the way, it creates for a great photograph.
Yeah.
Guy diving at his feet and he's just jumping out of the tackle.
Oh, yeah.
Let's get a few more phone calls. I do want to get Jeff and Landfills here in just a second. Let's get out to Toothpick. Pick, what's up?
Pick, what's up, brother?
Hey, what's good? It's Toby, man. It's good to hear you. And Toby, you becoming a professional before our eyes.
Appreciate it.
I appreciate it. Merry Christmas to everybody, too. My favorite moment, literally, is I got three of them. The first one, Cincinnati, because he did show me, hey, I am that dude, right? But I think he grew up. My second one is in that Cowboys game, and I think that he didn't like that loss. And then this one here with Philadelphia, he was like, that's not happening again in the division. So those three all together make this one really, really special. But when he put that team on his back Sunday, it's because of that Cowboys game when he was like, we may have been playing in quicksand, but it's not happening again in this division. Thanks for taking my call, man. Happy Merry Christmas, Landfill. And the new guy, what's his name? Brian?
Brian's not here today.
He's out today, so we're just – he's out today. We're just stuck with Jeff.
I got you.
Yeah, we got Brown Jeff today.
Brown Jeff later.
I am golden.
Nah, we ain't going that far.
Yeah,
a little dog.
I don't know about that.
I'm golden, bro. I'm not light skin. I'm not brown skin. I'm golden.
Let's get out to Paul and Frederick on that note. Paul, what's up?
Hey, man. I'll have to say this last game because the team wasn't playing well. They had fumbles, which is uncharacteristic. Offensive line not playing well, but he. It was a reminiscent of Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson performance to me, and it was like an MVP performance because the team wasn't playing well. That's I loved it. I thought it was great. Thanks.
Appreciate it, Paul.
And
that's kind of where I'm at with it, B-Mitch. Like the Cincinnati game, everything seemed to work. A lot of it was Jaden. But this game, it seemed like nothing was working except for Jaden. And to me, it was the most impressive game because he was able to overcome so many problems. I want to get your guys' thoughts. Jeff, what's your favorite game?
Like I told B in the break, It was the Eagles game, dude. I know it sounds repetitive, but dude, B-Rob put the ball on the floor twice. He has no Eckler. He, of course, he made the connections with Terry, but he also made it with Lamide and Crowder in the absence of Noah Brown. You know, those were questions in the past couple of weeks. Who's going to step up for the Commanders? And our second Jaden made it seem like, well, he didn't even make it seem. He spread the ball around. You didn't know where the ball was going. Because, come on now, I don't think nobody in their mind thought, okay, we're 10 seconds left, we're in the red zone, this ball is going to Jamison Crowder. Nobody expected that. Everyone was looking for the ball to go to either Terry or maybe Ertz. Nobody was thinking Jamison Crowder in the end zone. And
have you seen Crowder play, though? You knew slot dude, he's going to have some opportunity.
Well, and I think people are sleeping on how good a throw that was, B-Mitch.
Yeah.
Understanding
Before he ever got there.
Understanding that that's a split safety look with the linebacker dropping. As soon as he gets the linebacker, know he's going to clear him, he throws it. If you look at the screenshot, Ben Standing.
Yeah, threw that's it what up. I was about to talk about right there.
He's not open when he throws it, but he throws it to a spot knowing that Crowder's going to get there.
Mm-hmm.
And. I mean, it's just so special to see a quarterback in that spot. And by the way, I was someone that wasn't, you know, I wanted May. I was fine with either one. But when you look back at some of the knocks early on about Jaden or coming out of the draft process, throwing over the middle, that's as much over the middle as you can get on that throw.
All that stuff was proven wrong.
Throw in with anticipation, right? That was something he struggled with early in the year. That's anticipation right there. And red zone was something that we talked about in training camp that he struggled with. Lights out the last couple of weeks in the red zone. So credit to him and heck of a game against Philly on Sunday.
Yeah, and also, dude, 4th and 11.
You're right. We haven't even mentioned that.
You take some ankles and then you go get the first down?
That was no hesitation. He was like, I'm getting this.
Yeah.
Well, and 4th and 4, I mean, so many different spots where it's like, you know what, there's nothing there and Jaden makes it.
Yeah. And I think to close my point, the thing that solidified this is when we had it, when Devontae Smith dropped the ball and we got the ball back on offense, it's like it was secondhand nature to not even panic. I was like, oh, yeah, we got another chance. We got this. This is the score. And the man is calm. He's poised. Take us right down the field.
Yep.
Woo! Yeah.
He doesn't seem to get irritated. I mean,
I'm going to watch that game again tonight.
Not too many things bother him, dog.
No, nothing seems to. Landfill, what's your favorite Jaden game so far this year?
For me, I think it was the Bengals game because that was the first time that not only was it a great performance, but that was the first time I realized that we actually had a good quarterback and that things were just going to be different from us going forward. And that was a fantastic game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, because you're right. The first two games, he didn't show much as a passer, at least in three of the first four halves. That Tampa game, they didn't have anything through the air. It was all him running, which was special, but there wasn't much through the air. And then that first half of the Giants game, same sort of thing, and they weren't able to punch in the end zone, even though they won. 7 field goals doesn't exactly impress you.
Yeah, the first couple games, he was fine. Not great, not anything like, not elite, nothing like that. He was just fine.
Mm-hmm.
But in that Bengals game, he was
special in that game.
Yeah, that made me think we could potentially have one of the best quarterbacks in the league, you know, just kind of going forward.
Well, and, you know, we talked with Quan Martin when I was in with JP last week, and he talked about how when you have a quarterback like Jaden, and I think it shows up on Sunday, it should just give him the ball, just give him a chance. And he makes the mistake with 3 minutes to go, throws the pick, and the defense goes out there and thinks, just give him a chance one more time.
There you go.
And see what happens. They gave him a chance. Thank you, Devontae Smith, for dropping the ball. And he made the most of it. And they have a quarterback. When's the last time this team's had a quarterback like that, B-Mitch, where you feel like just give the guy a chance and he'll go win it?
It's been a while.
Not my lifetime.
Don't you think when he gets the ball, he gets an opportunity, the first thought is, we're going to score?
Absolutely. You know? I think everyone, you know, they talk about that with Kansas City.
Exactly.
To your point, basically saying, you know, maybe they're not the best team, but they win every game because the other team knows they're going to win the game. They go in thinking.
The other team, like, prime example, end of the game. Overtime, Baker Mayfield calls tails his heads. You say, damn.
Yeah.
He knew he wasn't going to see that ball again. You know, then they played another team later on. Same thing. Same reaction. You know you're not going to see the ball again.
Yeah. And it feels like that here in Washington now.
And I don't think analytics will tell you anything about that.
Let's talk to A.J. Perez of Front Office Sports next. You had craziness over the weekend, obviously the game against Philadelphia. But the RFK bill passed unanimously through the Senate.
Boy.
How wild is that? We'll talk to A.J. Perez about that next. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley on The Fan.